A bit of sexual folklore made it into state politics in Michigan last week. First, the folklore in this clip from the movie The Big Lebowski.
The word itself makes some men uncomfortable. Vagina.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, they don't like hearing it and find it difficult to say, whereas without batting an eye, a man will refer to as Johnson.
Johnson?
That's the folklore, and now the politics.
I'm flattered that you're all so interested in my vagina, but no means no.
That's what Michigan State Representative Lisa Brown told her fellow lawmakers on the floor of the state house during a debate on abortion rights, and the V word apparently made a few Johnsons nervous enough to ban Ms. Brown from speaking on the floor of the house. Not to be outdone, tonight, in response, at least 9 female legislators will join actresses from around Michigan to read the play The Vagina Monologues on the steps of the Michigan Capitol building. One of the readers, Gretchen Whitmer, joins us, Michigan State Democratic leader. Gretchen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Is this a battle in the so-called war against women, or is this a procedural matter in the state of Michigan?
No, this is an unprecedented move by the Speaker of the House to take away someone's ability to speak on the floor. I mean, we've never seen this happen. And it really, because she said the word vagina, they've used that as an excuse to cut off her voice and to silence her.
Well, let's listen to a response from one of the men here.
It is the responsibility of every member of the House of Representatives to maintain decorum on the House floor. And when they do not do that, then there can be actions because of that. And the actions today were to not recognize either representative to speak on the floor.
That's Ari Adler, who's the Michigan Republican leader, speaking to our partner station, WDET. What do you make of Adler's remarks? Was there a violation of decorum here?
Not at all. And this is the same spokesperson who said these women who made offensive remarks were throwing temper tantrums. This is all gender-driven politics that is trying to silence an important voice in policymaking. We're told to use the anatomically correct word to describe health care for our kids. She was using vagina, which is an anatomically correct word, for an issue that they were trying to legislate. If they can't say the word, then they sure as heck shouldn't be trying to legislate it.
Talking to Gretchen Whitmer, a Michigan Senate Democratic leader, who's part of a demonstration today where actresses from around Michigan will read parts of the vagina monologues on the state capitol steps. Are you worried, though, that maybe the best approach would be to ignore these guys? I mean, the word vagina doesn't bother me at all, but maybe by reading this play, you're just sort of playing into their hands that this is about their nervousness, not about the real policy issues.
I'm not concerned about that at all. I do think that this is something when a bully tries to shut you down, you've got to stand up to them and look them in the eye. Silence would only send the message to them that it's okay to shut someone's microphone off for saying a word that they deem personally inappropriate. It's not inappropriate. This is the debate that our founding fathers wanted us to have, to be able to talk about issues. It doesn't matter if a term makes you uncomfortable. The debate needs to be had. This is a freedom of speech issue and a right to represent our constituents. And that's why we've got all this national press, because this really is beyond the pale.
All right. To Gretchen Whitmer, Michigan State Senate Democratic leader, part of a vagina-related protest there on the Michigan State Capitol steps.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.